Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. Kamala's aunt, Lalitha Chatterjee, insisted that Jack is an imposter. He is not the real Jack Flanders she had met 40 years ago.
You are an imposter.
I am?
Later, while Jack was exploring the abandoned summer palace on the hill, he had a very strange experience.
Something in the corner. Up near the ceiling. A vague, kind of billowing, sort of a cloud. It's expanding. The shadows are going crazy.
And now, part three of Dreams of India.
So, you went back to the palace last night?
Mm-hmm. How did you know?
Ramchandra told me that he gave you a lantern. He watched you walk up the hill.
Well, I thought I'd take a midnight stroll.
And?
Hmm?
Do you find it was haunted?
No. Don't you have any coffee?
Tea. No ghosts appeared.
No.
Ah.
Are you disappointed?
I thought perhaps you were a sensitive Mr. Flanders.
A sensitive? Oh, a psychic? No. I didn't see a ghost. But I did sense something in the corner, near the ceiling. And it was curious about me. When I spoke to it, it replied. But in my own voice.
In your own voice?
Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty good mimic.
What did it say?
It quoted Tagore.
Yes?
It said, "The night kisses the fading day, whispering to his ear, 'I am death. Your mother. I am to give you fresh birth.'"
You weren't frightened?
Mm-mm.
So, the palace is haunted?
No, that wasn't a spook.
A spook? A ghost?
No, it was something else. I don't know what. But, well, I lost my body.
What?
I was invisible.
And where did you find your body?
Actually, it joined me as I was running down the hill. Do you care to tell me anything? Well, if you'll excuse me.
Sit down. Now that you've experienced what is in there, do you feel you can confront it?
Well, first I'd like to know what it is. Is this the it that I've heard so much about?
Yes.
So what is it, a genie or something?
Yes, I think so.
Oh.
We call them jinns.
You know, I thought genies, jinns, were out of the Arabian Nights.
The stories in the Arabian Nights came from India.
Oh. So, genies, I mean jinns were...
Not were, are.
Ah, are from, they're from here. Oh. Well, how mischievous are they?
They can be quite devilish.
Oh, they do have a sense of humor.
Indeed.
You know, I'm not really very good at exorcising old summer palaces.
It doesn't inhabit the palace.
But I saw... Well, all the rooms in the palace are empty except for one. Why is that?
It was, its request.
Oh. And you want me to get rid of it?
Hardly.
But...
Well, I feel we've discussed this enough for the moment.
But What do you want me to do?
Speak to it.
Right.
You've been quiet today.
Chins.
She told you.
Finally.
But she didn't tell you everything.
No, of course not.
What are you planning to do?
Wait.
Wait for her to tell you?
Yeah. It's all right. I like it here.
I don't think you have time to wait.
Why? Oh, you people are so strange.
What?
It's so deceiving. Anyone with an education in this country speaks English, so I assume we understand each other. But your culture, it's so alien. There's only the illusion of communication. I'm always missing something, or saying something that offends, and I haven't the slightest idea why.
Oh, Jack, don't be so sensitive.
Well, it's true.
Jack, look at it from our point of view. Americans also speak English, and they are usually very insensitive, if not offensive. But we like them.
Well, thank you. Kamala, dear, sweet, beautiful, exotic creature that you are, why is time of the essence?
Jack, my aunt has always had so much energy, so much life to her. But now,
But what does she have?
It isn't what she has, it's what has her.
The genie. The djinn.
Yes.
She made a pact with a djinn to get out of the life that had been arranged for her. And now, this spirit has come to collect. Is that it?
I doubt it's that simple.
No, of course not. So, this is the summer palace of the Maharaja of Mysore, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is that painted on the walls? Battles between the English and the Maharaja's troops?
Yes, it took years before the English were able to conquer the south.
Huh. So how the hell do you get rid of djinns? Yeah, I always thought they came out of lamps or bottles.
Well, they've been known to appear in your sleep.
So there's no escape, is there? Are all these paintings of battles with the English?
Mm-hmm.
Horses leaping over barricades, sabers, lances, elephants. It's all so fierce and noble.
Have you ever noticed the way my aunt suddenly looks up the hill?
At the palace?
Yeah, as if she's heard someone call to her.
Yeah, I have noticed that. But I just can't read that look on her face.
Well, it's not fear. It's like being intensely in love with someone, or obsessed, and then parting, and years again, meeting again, recalling, but knowing it's gone.
I don't understand.
Jack, I think she's getting ready to die.
What?
I just realized that.
But how can I help?
You can't.
Oh.
Unless...
Yes?
You...
Me? Yes?
You have to...
I have to what?
You have to become...
Become? Yes, come on, next word.
Become the man who said he was you.
You mean... Wear a white beard and pretend that I'm 90 years old?
Don't you understand?
No.
She respects him. She knew he could help her. That's why she sent me to bring you here.
I know, but I don't...
When she realized you weren't him, she gave up.
Yes, but...
But then when you told her your experience in Delhi, walking down the street and everything turning to light, she just opened up to you.
Yeah, she opened up for about 30 seconds.
Don't you understand?
I have to become the one who said he was me?
Right.
Great. You know, whoever did those paintings appears to depict both sides with equal nobility. But you know what? After having seen the palace, this exquisite culture that the English invaded and conquered, I suddenly realized who the real barbarians were.
Startling, isn't it?
So, Jack, have you thought about... Where are you going?
I'm going to see if I can find a good cup of coffee. Then I'm going to sit down and read your manuscript. Pardon?
Oh, yes. What would you like?
Do you have coffee?
Nescafe.
No, no, no. I mean coffee. Real coffee. Strong.
No problem.
Very strong now.
Very, very strong.
Where was I? Yes. Here. There was another time this strange possession took hold of my aunt. It was in Benares. She suddenly decided we should rent a boat and be rowed out into the Ganges. When we reached the middle of the river, we just sat there, silent, listening.
Copy, sir.
Oh, thank you. Killer coffee.
We could hear music and voices. We could see the flames on the banks where they cremate the dead. My aunt sat there, as though transfixed by the burning ghats and the sounds coming from the banks of the river. She took my hand, and she looked at me with the strangest eyes.
My child, as you grow, you are developing only superficial understanding and outer vision. It is the inner vision that is important. It alone is true and sacred. You lose sight of the one reality, of your own truth, because you pay attention only to the impermanent outer vision and forget completely the permanent inner vision. God's mission is to restore this sacred inner vision. That is what he does when he comes as Avatar. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said to Arjun, "Child, whatever actions you perform during the time when you are on this earth, know that they are all impermanent. In time, you will discover that everything in this world is temporary. Your relationships, your attachments, your accomplishments, the sense of individuality you have developed, all are going to disappear. Everything gets washed away in the flow of time. If you try and catch hold of things and cling to things which are themselves being carried away by this flow of time, what chance is there for you to be saved and to reach that perfection which is forever unaffected by this flow, which not only is never subject to it, but is always its master? The things you are holding on to are all being washed away.